People who are serious in their faith often want to send their children to a religious school. Muslim parents, no different. There are now nearly 300 Islamic schools across the United States, and the number is growing. NPR's Tom Gelton visited a school in Northern Virginia where the mission is to help the students understand what it means to be Muslim American.
Like any good fifth grade teacher, Mike Matthews wants his social studies unit on the American West to be as exciting as possible. So he's working with his students on a special Wild West evening at the school.
We're going to have good old cowboy fashion, hot dogs and beans, Texas toast, beef jerky. We're going to have a mock campfire where I'll be doing traditional storytelling from the Southwest region.
Part of the classroom will be set up like a desert scene. The students have been learning about cacti in their science class. Teacher Matthews says the hallway outside the classroom will be set up like, get this, a saloon in a Muslim school.
They can't have pictures of course, alcohol or any of those things. And we had the discussion already about what is appropriate for our school setting according to our mission. So the students are going to create an indoor saloon, but we're going to make it kid-friendly.
The El Fateh Academy in the D.C. suburb of Reston, Virginia, has a lot in common with other elementary schools. The school curriculum at all levels follows state guidelines, though with some special twists. Across Virginia, 8th graders take civics. At El Fateh Academy, the class includes an extra emphasis on social justice.
A command was given and a blast of water struck the young protesters like a truck, knocking them backward. Still holding on to each other, they tried to keep singing a song called Freedom.
Teacher Ann Rahim is reading the students a story about children in Birmingham, Alabama, leading a civil rights demonstration during the 60s.
So amazing what they were able to do as such young kids that they made the decision that they were going to risk going to jail.
One lesson, if Muslim Americans are to overcome the discrimination they may face, they should honor the struggles of other groups that have encountered similar obstacles. A related point from the co-founder of the school, Afifa Saeed, if they want their religion respected, young Muslims need to learn to respect other faiths.
And that is one of our goals, to bring in somebody to talk about Christianity, who is a Christian, a Jewish person who would come and talk about Judaism, and help the students especially understand if we treat people like that with authenticity, then they will treat us in the same way.
Increasingly, Islamic schools are gaining the same acceptance in American education that other religious schools have long enjoyed. Shahad Imam, who has a daughter and a son at El Fateh, knows that a public school education might strengthen his kids' American identity. The problem, he says, is that public schools remove God from the equation.
I have found in my friends in other faith communities that some of the challenges of raising children, religiously minded children, is the same. And I think you will find, you know, faith communities coming together on the sense of, well, we have a sense of God consciousness in community, and we want to be able to impart that on our children without it being kind of removed from them.
At Al Fateh Academy, of course, the program is grounded in Islam. Most of the female teachers and older girls, not all, but most, wear headscarves. The students are taught how to pray, and they all take Arabic, if only for a better understanding of the Quran, which they learn to recite. As the students here deepen their connection to their faith, they also need to face the reality that Islam has become associated in some minds with terrorism and hate. These young Muslims have had to struggle with the actions of extremists who share their religion, like the Pakistani American and his wife who carried out the massacre at San Bernardino. That was not an easy case for the students at El Fateh.
And they would say, well, this was a Muslim guy. This was a Muslim woman.
The school co-founder, Afifa Saeed.
And as they're talking, they're saying, but that's not what a Muslim does. How could they even think to do that? You know, and they're clearly thinking through this without us just spooning them the answers, because we've created a climate here where we have them think through what it means to be a person of faith, and specifically what it is to be Muslim.
Such conversations may come more easily in an all-Muslim environment where the children dare to raise questions they'd keep to themselves in a more public setting. Some research suggests that Islamic schools actually promote more free thinking among Muslim American youth than public schools can. They also give young Muslims a sense of their own heritage here. Parent Hoda Mojadidi tells the story of her middle school children going on a field trip to Mount Vernon to learn about George Washington.
when they went to the area designated as the slaves' cemetery, the teachers would talk about the role of the Muslim slaves that were brought to America. And it gave them a glimpse of Muslim history in America.
At the same time, an Islamic school, just like a public school, teaches the rights and responsibilities of American citizenship.
When the responses come, we can identify them.
Back in the 8th grade civics class at Al-Fateh, the students have been writing letters to their representatives about government issues that concern them. Ira Aslam wants to see something done about the road congestion.
I wrote to my state elected officials about the traffic on Route 7 and how maybe they could like fix it by adding an extra lane, because it's like really bad in the morning, and like if they added an extra lane, I would get to school like on time.
That could be any American teenager talking. Fatia Saeed, just finishing 8th grade, will attend a public high school next year, and she thinks her education at Al-Fateh has prepared her for what comes next.
Here we learn to be ourselves, and we go off to like public school where we can be ourselves with other people.
So it maybe gives you more confidence.
Yeah, it gives me the confidence. I make my identity here, and I go out, and I can go to other schools with other people, but be my identity, make new friends and things like that.
Muslims are still a tiny fraction of the U.S. population, but they're estimated to be the fastest growing religious group in the country. Many Muslim youth will go through the public school system, but for those who want more about God in the classroom, private Islamic schools will play a key role alongside Christian, Jewish, and other religious academies. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.